From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Antonio Villaraigosa wants to give big city California mayors control over their local schools. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, that's a power he strived for as mayor of Los Angeles, but could never fully attain.
Villaraigosa says he'll push for a new state law to give California mayors the control and responsibility for schools that mayors of big cities in other states have, such as New York City, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. Here's what he told Capital Public Radio in an interview this week.
The buck has to stop with the governor, with individuals, and not just the legislature as an example, or a school board who can say, well, you don't understand, Mr. Villaraigosa. These kids are poor. They're English language learners. Their parents didn't go to college. It's like excuses.
Such a change would likely require an amendment to the state's constitution. Villaraigosa sponsored a 2005 bill that would have let him take over Los Angeles schools. It passed the legislature and was even signed by then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it was eventually struck down by the courts as unconstitutional. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill that gives legal protections to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender seniors living in long-term care facilities. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler says that's one of 20 measures Brown signed Wednesday.
This one is dubbed the LGBT Seniors Bill of Rights, and it would ban facilities from denying admission to, transferring, or evicting a resident based on gender identity, sexual orientation, or HIV status. It would also require staff to use names and pronouns that correspond to how residents identify themselves.
The governor also signed a bill in response to the Wells Fargo fraudulent account scandal. The new law will allow consumers to sue financial institutions if fraudulent accounts are created in their names rather than be forced into arbitration. It was backed by trial lawyers, but labeled a job killer by the California Chamber of Commerce. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.